Zero shoes. Holiday half pints.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Half pints, you guys.
I don't know.
Welcome.
I don't know.
Welcome, you guys.
To Holiday Half Pints.
Hey, guys.
Like we've done before. We've done advent calendars, but last year we did Holiday Half Pints. Mm. And, yeah, just 12 days leading up to... Yeah, me too.
Yeah. There's half as many.
Yes, like half as much work.
Plus a whole month of these is...
It's a little much.
It's excessive.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we get back to the hard-hitting issues that we normally talk about.
Yeah.
So hard-hitting.
In-depth interviews.
Why doesn't Batman wear hats? What sort of hat should he wear?
Bat hat.
He keeps putting holes in them.
They're so sharp.
Does Superman wake up with bedhead? Maybe. Mm.
I think the whole, like, coiffed hair with the split curl. No, he's flying around at super speeds. I don't know. I guess his hair's super strong.
God damn. How does Superman cut his hair? Superman cuts his own hair.
Okay, we gotta save topics for the new year.
Superman, your Superman is so poor. So today we are doing celebrities and what their comic books would be like.
Okay.
Now, there have been comics about celebrities and with celebrities in the past. Eminem hung out with the Punisher once.
So we're just doing some sort of crossover, then?
That's a possibility, or what their comic book would be like. So I've got a grab bag. Pick one.
Picking up the Duke.
First one is...
The Quaid Brothers.
Randy and Dennis.
Oh, those. Oh, I was thinking this was somebody else. It didn't even occur to me. Randy and Dennis.
Yeah.
Randy and Dennis.
I want them to do
They're Havoc and Cyclops.
Okay.
Wait, which is which?
Well, obviously Randy is Havoc.
I don't know. I mean,
who's the better looking in the one?
Well, who's the one that keeps taking off from the team and stuff?
Who's more explosive?
Yeah. I like that. I was going to go more of like a Hard Traveling Heroes thing where they got hit the road to rediscover America. One of them's sort of a clean cut, well respected actor. The other one's a lunatic conspiracy theorist.
The other one's Randy Quaid.
Have fun! Oh, and you could have the issue where, you know, my ward is a junkie, except Randy Quaid could play Green Arrow and Speedy.
My knee is a junkie.
Or they could...
Oh, Randy, I'm sorry.
They could delve into the Microverse, just like they did in Inner Space. Where's Martin Short? Nowhere
Who
to be
cares?
Found.
Yeah. Oh, next one for you.
Alrighty. George Clooney.
Romance comics?
I think so. I think so.
He just kisses himself and everyone.
Yeah.
His twin. Like, oh, I'm so pretty.
This Clooney, this clonster.
That's one beautiful clonster.
I am Clooney.
Yeah. It's
Clooney desires. Clooney desires.
We're not topping that.
Clooney smash the box office.
We're not smashing that with Clooney.
Well, then,
when's the last time he did smash the box office, though, really?
Yeah, that's
when's
true.
The last Where time that Clooney in the box office smashed?
Whatever Clooney wants.
Clooney gets.
I got Kate McKinnon.
Okay.
Oh, is that SNL?
Yeah.
Okay. I like her.
Yeah. Everybody
does it.
She's great.
I don't watch a lot of SNL, but yeah. This year I have quite a bit, and yeah.
She's good.
She's delightful. Captain Marvel? Have her as Captain Marvel? Wouldn't that be delightful? She'd, like, defeat you with sarcasm.
That's true.
And incredible wit.
I almost think like
and she would just mock the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a really mean Captain Marvel.
Yeah, really. Just make you cry.
I'm very excited.
Reboot the Hypno Hustler.
Oh.
I just read an article on the Hypno Hustler.
Really?
In the latest issue of back issue.
What are the odds?
Imagine that. It's delightful.
That's amazing.
Hey, you're delightful.
Hmm.
Hibikin is the Hypno Hustler. I like it.
As the Hypno Hustler.
As the Hypno Hustler.
I was thinking like along the lines of like a Gwenpool Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
One of those sort of like quirky. But you know what? She a boss.
It's true.
Or she's like a fumbling Jessica Drew.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow.
Is that...
She's a news lady.
Oh, I was like, isn't that the news person?
Yeah, that was the one where I was like, that's kind of a...
Is that the short hair?
Yeah.
Glasses. And she goes off on rants and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the young phoenix that comes back. the kid phoenix. She just comes back and she's just annoyed all the time. And just goes off on rants.
She's, yeah.
With her mentor, Dennis Miller.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Who also likes to go off on rants?
They might butt heads from time to time.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna solve, you know, she's gonna try to solve your problem. She's gonna be so smug about it, though, that you're not too happy about it. It's like, fine, you're right, just stop.
But she's got this arc that she starts as a hero and becomes the villain.
Well, and she might come back around again by the end of her episode. She'll take her time getting
hour,
there.
17-hour episode.
You're watching the episodes like you're building up to it. You're building up to it. You're building up to it. I don't know what just happened.
Commercial break.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Yeah.
We'll see if it's fixed when I wake up.
Yeah. And you've got Trump's tax returns, and it's kind of underwhelming. Oh, from 1 year? Oh, good. That's not how you built it up. What are you doing?
See, that's why I thought Bri was going to pull that one.
Yeah.
Just be magnetized to it.
Ah!
Billy D. Williams!
Billy D.
Works every time.
Yep.
So he's like a super spy.
Yeah. He's,
Guns work every time.
Yeah. Well, he's a super spy. He's behind the scenes... trying to protect the production of each Star Wars movie. And that's why he's not in them. That's the only reason he's not in them, is that he is behind the scenes stopping every attempt at sabotage.
He's at the head. He's directing everything.
Yeah. Like, if it weren't for him, these things wouldn't happen. So his presence is felt, but he's not on screen.
He's like the Shroud. He's the good guy that pretends to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
But really... Is he in so deep that
he doesn't know himself?
Find out!
Raising some questions.
I'm caught in a Colt 45 circle. I work every time.
Except when he does.
That's what it's called. Billy D. Williams works every time. Alright, there's three more.
Awesome.
There's supposed to be two. I'm going to put this one back in, and whoever gets it, there's two options on there.
It's a daily
both,
double.
They're both terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
In the meantime, I got Martin Mull.
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah.
Secretary for X Factor.
Which X Factor? The government one?
I want him to be like a through line. There's no reason. He's in every single one.
He's the Coulson.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here to talk to you about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Remember it? I was there.
You think that cat actually talked? I never had any scenes with the cat.
Oh, no. I don't know why. That set me right off.
Well, good. That's going to be the hit for that one.
Awesome. Molecast returns.
Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Perlman. He would just be himself. He's a superhero unto himself.
It would just be Hellboy comics. Yeah. Oh, Hellboy's a white guy now.
Well, I feel like he's got to team up with Rhea Perlman. For the Perlman squad.
The Perlmans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to tell you about the Perlman Initiative. You think you're the only Perlman there is out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
The PPRD.
Oh, nice. I didn't know what that meant. Nice.
Yeah. I can see you working it out. I don't know what it is.
The Perlmans of Paranormal Research and Development.
Sure.
Sorry.
How are you going to work DeVito in there? That's my question.
Exactly.
He's an honorary Perlman, isn't he? They're still together, right?
No,
they're
not. No.
Did they split up?
They got back together and then they split up.
No! Well, I guess he's the villain then.
Yeah. If you live long enough, you get to be the villain.
I wanted to believe.
Just like DeVito.
You either die a hero or become a DeVito.
Become a DeVito.
There's two kinds of people in this world. You a Perlman or a DeVito?
Pick a side.
Pesci, surprisingly, a Perlman.
Hmm.
Which is weird, because I always got it mixed up with Danny DeVito for some reason.
Wonder why.
And the last one.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean.
Well, the last two. Say what you're going to say first.
Joe Pesci only terrorized Macaulay Culkin in the movies. I'm alleging that Danny DeVito is terrorizing Macaulay Culkin on a regular basis. I believe this. I believe it.
I think half the world is terrorizing.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, we have Oprah. We also have Sheldon with an exclamation mark.
Not Jim Parsons.
No.
Sheldon.
Oh, but young or old.
Well, I mean, there's time travel possibilities.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of things.
There's the League of Sheldons.
Yeah, there could be, the Sheldon killer, and there's a young Sheldon and an old Sheldon. Old man Sheldon.
Are these two separate, or we have to combine them?
I mean, they were supposed to be two separate.
Yeah.
But what if Oprah?
Yeah.
Met Sheldon.
Oprah.
I think
Oprah it versus. Would
know
that, yeah.
A little.
It would sound
something
like this.
Like this.
Just. Wow, that went the distance. I just want
spit
Oprah
everywhere.
Oprah versus the Legion of Sheldons. You have like infinite Sheldons, and she's just gunning them down with a machine gun.
She's got the Brainiac thing on her head.
Yeah.
Actually, the first thing I thought with Oprah would be like, you know that that Lex Luthor cover that's like him as the kind of bigger businessman thing? It's very dapper. It'd be like, Oprah.
Yeah.
Harpo. She actually controls
there's like,
love that Harpo.
There's clues throughout issues of Sheldon where it's like, what is Harpo?
It's building up. They're building cinematic universe, if you will.
A Harpoverse. Well, when you started saying Oprah Versus, I thought you were going to say Oprahverse.
Oh, yeah.
Which is her own streaming platform.
Yeah.
I would not put it past her.
No. We're already in the Oprahverse.
I've got my own magazine, and I'm on the cover of it every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, I don't know.
Weird. I mean, if I had a magazine, I'd be on the cover.
I guess
of it.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Man, Bri Magazine didn't even last one issue.
Well, you decided to make it.
It didn't even have a cover.
You decided to make it a weekly.
Bri Weekly. Yeah. But it's WEAK.
I really like Bri Jump. It's just some pictures of you and then like three issues of One Piece.
Oh. I was the sole subscriber.
But I subscribed 14 times.
Yeah. Oh, boy, worth it.
So many pictures of you jumping.
He's getting inches of air.
Sweet hang time.
So that's what the Patreon's been for.
Well, that's it. That's it. The hat is empty.
The hat is empty.
Now go back on the head.
And the day is done.
And I'm a bee again.
Thanks for hanging out. This is what, like day 7?
Who knows?
So yeah, day 7 is done. Tune in next week. Next week? Next day. Tomorrow. That is the day.
That's how you say it.
Yeah. That's how it works. Till then, I'm Merc.
I'm Brian.
I'm Kyle.
And
you're great.
You're great.
You're alright.
You are beautiful.
You should subscribe to Bri. Bri Weekly.
Bri it today.
Oh.
I love Bri and Jump.
I liked Bri Stumble.
That's the more realistic one. Yes, thank you.